Way back in 1869, only 4 years after the end of the U.S. Civil War, two men, one a fruit merchant and one an icebox manufacturer, formed a company that would change the way people ate soup forever. Joseph A. Campbell and Abraham Anderson started down the path to building a brand so strong that it became and remains one of the most recognizable brands in the world. Almost 100 years after these two men formed this company, its influence was so strong that it inspired one of the most famous works of art by one of the most famous and influential modern artists of the time. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're looking at the brief history of the Campbell Soup Company. In 1869, Campbell and Anderson opened their first factory in Camden, New Jersey. Here they would manufacture canned vegetables, condiments, and minced meats. 7 years after they formed the company, Anderson left and Campbell renamed the company to Joseph Campbell & Co. In 1894, Joseph Campbell retired, ending any connection the company had to the Campbell's family. 1 year later, the president of the company, Arthur Durance, released the first ready-to-eat tomato soup. In 1897, the company had a major breakthrough that would change everything. John T. Durance, the nephew of the company's president, Arthur Durance, was a chemist with a degree from MIT and made $7.50 a week. He invented a way of condensing soup that could be sold and recreated. This led to Campbell's condensed soup as we know it today. This was and is the most important invention in the canned soup world, other than the cans themselves. So much so that 17 years later, John Durance would become president of the company and hold that title for 16 years. In 1898, 1 year after Durance changed the way the company made soup, one more innovation came. It was at a football game between Penn State and Cornell University when Herberton Williams, an executive with the company, was struck by the brilliance of Cornell's new red and white uniforms. He was so struck by them that he convinced the company to change their label design to the now iconic red and white. The soup was ready, the color scheme was perfect, but there was still one thing missing. In 1900, at the Paris exhibition, Campbell's soup won the gold medal. So pleased with their win, the company put an image of the medallion front and center on their cans, where it remains almost 120 years later. In 1922, under the direction of John Durance, and due to the popularity of the main product, the company changed its name to what we know it now as the Campbell Soup Company. Over the course of its history, pretty much right from the start, they've been creative advertisers, sponsoring radio shows like that of Orson Welles and later television shows. They also had the quote-unquote Campbell's Kids ads, as well as many celebrity endorsements, including that of future U.S. President Ronald Reagan. Since 1911, Campbell's has been a national company. It was big, but from 1953 to 1972, under the leadership of CEO William Beverly Murphy, it became more than big. It had become one of the biggest and most recognized food brands in the U.S. Murphy had taken the company public and bought or created brands like Pepperidge Farm, V8, and many other brands you know and love today. Today, Campbell's Soup and its products are sold in over 120 countries around the world. With over 150 years of business under their belt, it doesn't seem like they'll be off the grocery store shelves anytime soon. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and this has been a brief history of the Campbell's Soup Company. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to this podcast. You can tell your friends about it. You can rate it? Yeah, you can rate it. That's it. That's all I have for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Brief Histories. Oh, and I do have an announcement. If you go to howtonotburnshit.com, that's howtonotburnshit.com, I've just launched a store where you can buy. Right now, what do I have? I have Food in 5 shopping bags, like canvas shopping bags. I have Food in 5 mugs. I have fridge magnets, a few other things, and more to come. So check that out. Again, that's howtonotburnshit.com, and then just hit shop or store or whatever it is, and you'll see all the stuff. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with a fantastic episode of Food in 5, and tomorrow is Friday. That means it's Everything I Know About Day, and tomorrow we're talking about everything I know about cooking bacon. Everything I know about cooking bacon. Looking forward to it. Have a great Thursday, everybody. I'll see you soon.